Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I am your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, a.k.a. Mental Illness from TikTok, Mental Illness from Instagram, YouTube, TikTok. Twitter, and every podcast form as well. If this is your first time tuning in, I am a diagnosed narcissist. I have narcissistic personality disorder. The point of my entire platform and my entire TikTok platform where over 500,000 people, Instagram, whatever, is to bring awareness to mental health disorders and to validate the survivors and the victims of this abuse from these disorders. Today's episode is going to be about why you stop trying to change the narcissist. You can't, like, I know people ask me, can I change the narcissist in my life? I love him. Stop trying to change somebody that thinks that you are the issue. You try to change the narcissist, you try to give them the therapy and whatnot based on my story, based on stories and survivors and stuff like that. Hey, we have a 1% success rate on getting narcissists into therapy. And everybody wants to be part of that 1%. But what a lot of people fail to realize is that you try to get a narcissist to therapy, they think you need to go to therapy. I don't think y'all know how many. I'm doing one-on-ones with people over Zoom and via phone call and whatnot. And you'd be surprised how many people I've spoken to that their narcissistic significant others have sent them my videos to tell them that they are the narcissist. And they'll tell me, I was like, so to explain the situation, it's like, well, I was talking to him and I was trying to get him to answer my question, and I just, like, he wasn't answering me, he was ignoring me, and then I just started yelling and screaming. And then while I was yelling and screaming, he got up and punched me in my face, and I was just crying and crying and crying. And he's like, you see what you did to me? That was reactive abuse right there. You made me hit you. You pushed me to my limits. I was like, wait, what? That's reactive abuse. And he started going through the whole story. And I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. He said, you the narcissist? Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's why I was like, oh, my goodness. Y'all, stop trying to change the people. I know people don't want to waste time. I know you don't want to waste energy and effort and love and things like that. You want to, you know what I mean? You want to get to the point where you feel like you matter in somebody's life. To most narcissists, the self-aware ones and the non-self-aware ones, you don't matter to them as much as they do. And that should be true for you as well. That person in your life should not matter to you as much as you matter to yourself. And that causes the dilemma in so many narcissistic relationships. I see so many handsome men and beautiful women that have been beaten down to pretty much nothingness because they're dealing with a narcissist that doesn't care about them anymore. I just want that person to love me. I'm like, what if they can't love you the way that you deserve to be loved? Would you stay? Like, no. Then what are you doing? But what if you went to therapy? Well, how did you go to therapy? I tell them my story. I was like, I had to hit literally rock bottom. I said, do you think that your narcissist in your life is close to hitting rock bottom? And everybody's rock bottom is different, y'all. Let me go and preface that. Everybody's rock bottom is different. Some people's rock bottom could be losing their family. Some people's rock bottom could be losing their kids. Some people's rock bottom could be losing their wives or their husbands. Some people's rock bottoms could be financial. Everybody's rock bottom is different. So I ask people, I was like, is your person in your life that you think is a narcissist, are they close to hitting whatever you think is their rock bottom? No. Then why would they go to therapy? They want you to go to therapy to learn how to live with them, to learn how to deal with them better. So stop, you can't change somebody that does not want to change. You can't change somebody that does not think that they are the problem. They think you are the problem. They are just living, a narcissist and a narcissist brains, we feel like we are just living our lives and you get in the way of it. And when you get in the way, we tell you that you're in the way, and then you get mad and then you react. And that's how we feel. Like, you were reacting negatively to me when I just kept it real with you. I told you how I really felt. You want to talk about feelings? I told you how I really felt, and it hurt your feelings. That's why I try to keep stuff to myself. That's why I try to keep stuff to myself. Because I know if I be honest with you, I know it's going to hurt your feelings. I know we're going to end up arguing. You're going to end up crying, and then we're going to be here again, you know? So stop trying to change people. You don't have that power. You can be a psycho. You know, you'd be surprised how many clinicians, psychologists, psychotherapists that I've actually spoken to doing one-on-ones that end up with narcissists. And they don't possess the power to change them. So what do you think as a normal human being on this planet of Earth, What power do you think you possess to change a narcissist? The narcissist is going to work as hard as the narcissist from day one is working on changing you. You're working on trying to fall in love and be with them and give them everything that they want and need. And the whole time they're working on being the same person that they're working on changing you. And in the end of a narcissistic relationship, in the end of most narcissistic relationships, you notice the dynamic has shifted where they go from giving you all the love, care, and affection to you begging for it, pleading for it, just wanting to feel equal in the relationship. And you ask them, it's like, can we go back to the beginning of the relationship where you treated me good? And the narcissist takes that as disrespect. A narcissist will 100% take that as disrespect when you ask them, can they go back to the beginning of a relationship? No, so I'm not good enough for you right now. So how I'm treating you right now is not good enough for you, correct? No, you treated me good. I just wish you we can go back to the beginning. No, I don't want to go back to the beginning. I want to go back to right now. We've both grown. I've grown since the beginning. You've grown since the beginning. I thought you had grown since the beginning, but apparently not. Apparently my growth is not good enough for you. So why are you still here? If you're so unhappy here, then you can just leave. Why are you still here if you're so unhappy? You know if you're unhappy here, you don't have to be here, right? Nobody's holding you hostage. That's what I would say to you. That's off the top of my head. I see how quickly I did that. That's off the top of my head. Literally. Just started this scenario off the top of my head. Because I get those answers are pre-programmed in me. It's like a program. It's like I have. It's literally like I have a program. Like, boop, 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 boop. There's the code right there. Put the code in, Lee. Boop, 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 boop. There's your response. That's why when I do these skits, everybody's like, oh my God, you have a recording in my house? You sound just like my wife. Man, you sound just like my girlfriend, bro. You sound just like my husband. You actually look like him too. You're handsome. Yes. I said yes. That's all I heard was handsome. Thank you. I'm just joking, y'all. But like, seriously, we do not like, I keep saying we, but sometimes you just don't possess the power to change somebody's mindset or somebody's brain thinking. Like, if they actually have the disorder, I know you can't diagnose them. I know people out there, you only can diagnose them if you're a professional. I'm not trying to, look, me personally, I haven't tried to diagnose anybody. Now, that's the first thing I tell people. Look, I can't diagnose that person. It's like, oh, I know, I just want your opinion. I'll give you my opinion all day. You can't diagnose them. You can't, I think people will get reserved. I don't want to diagnose them as a narcissist, but this is how they treat me. I'm like, damn, that sounds like a narcissist. Like, does it? Yeah. But ask yourself this question right here. I know I'm rambling a little bit, but ask yourself this question right here. Do you actually have to diagnose them to know that you're unhappy? Do you actually have to diagnose somebody as a narcissist to know that you're unhappy? To know that you've been treated bad? To know that you've been lied to and cheated on and manipulated? Do you actually have to diagnose them? I know it helps and makes it easier to give people a title. But do you actually have to diagnose them to realize that the level of unhappiness in your relationship right now has exceeded its limits? That's why you're talking to me. That's why you're on Narc Talk. That's why you're on Instagram searching hashtag narcissistic abuse. That's why you're looking up the term gaslighting. Do you actually need the title to diagnose somebody to know that you're unhappy? I know the title helps, but how can you get somebody to therapy that thinks you're the issue? Hey, babe, I think you need to go to therapy. Me? What? I'm fine. I'm living life to the fullest. You have the issues. Why don't you go to therapy? And here's the kicker, y'all. If you go to therapy, they think you are more the issue. So if you try to get a narcissist to go to therapy, and you are the one that ends up in therapy, they will use your therapy as a scapegoat now. Your therapy is an excuse for their behaviors, and they can treat you badly. Like, you're the one with the issue. Who's in therapy? Only one of us is in therapy. It's not me. It's you. One of us has issues. One of us has mental issues. One of us is crazy. I'm not in therapy. You are. That explains your behaviors over the last few years. I knew you needed therapy, and I told you. You tried blaming on me. You're in therapy, not me. But I'm in therapy for what you did to me. Nope. You're in therapy for how you took it. I lived my life to the fullest, and you took it the way you took it. I can't control how you receive stuff. Boom. Gotcha. Now, therapy, you going to therapy has been flipped on you. Just that easy. You see how easily I do that? I can flip it like this. If you're watching a YouTube video, I'm wilding out. Flip it. You can flip it. You see how easy it was for me to flip? Imagine being married to me for so long, y'all. I could do this with no effort. But yeah, it's a, like I said, that's the therapy flip right there. Because like, if you try to get a narcissist to go to therapy and you are the one to end up going, you look like the narcissist now because you go to therapy. And now they use it. They tell everybody too. Now you're in a relationship with a narcissist that tells everybody you're in therapy. Hey, bruh. My wife is literally crazy. She's in therapy. She tried to get me to go, but she's the one that's going. She's crazy. You see how that works right there? Now you are crazy. Now you are the one that's in therapy. You see how that works? You see how the flip goes right there? That's how the world flips on us. That's how the world flips on its head right there. Right there for you. Right there. Exactly. Now you know. We all know. That's how the world goes. So like I said, you trying to get a narcissist into therapy can lead you to go to therapy. But this, here's another kicker right there. You should go to therapy. If you think you are dealing with a narcissist, you should 100% go to therapy as well. Not just the narcissist. I know my voice has changed right now. I don't know. Why I got all newsworthy just now? I can't change it back. I can't change my voice back. So yeah, here I'm back. So if you, I don't know why my voice went newsworthy just now. Amanda Yeager, that was for you if you watch my YouTube. That's my favorite news. One of my favorite news people on TikTok, Amanda Yeager. I lost my train of thought. But like, yeah, you should definitely go to therapy if you think you are dealing with a narcissist. They don't have to be diagnosed. Look out, you don't have to diagnose people to know that you're unhappy. That's point blank period. You don't have to get somebody a diagnosis. You don't have to get somebody a label. You don't have to get anybody anything. You just can know that you're unhappy. And we go to therapists and explain your unhappiness and why you're unhappy. Your therapist can't diagnose them because they're not there. But they'll be like, hey, I think you're dealing with somebody with narcissistic personality disorder or some of the traits. And then you can go from there. So the flip is coming. Like I said, go to therapy to get healthy. I'm a proponent of therapy for everybody. I want everybody to go to therapy to get healthy because I feel good. I feel great at the therapy session. It's like a brain dump. Literally, a brain dump. Brain dump. That's how it goes right there. Exactly. 100,000% how that goes. Brain dump. Go to therapy. If you think you're dealing with a narcissist, mosey yourself on to therapy. Don't care what the narcissist says. Don't care what they're going to tell people. Hey, a narcissistic woman would sound like this. Like, my husband's in therapy, and I told you he was treating me terribly. Now look at him. He's directly in therapy. Whole time he's in therapy because of you. You caused this with your insidious behavior. Levi Washington, I don't know if you're watching this. A shout out to you. I heard you do the video the other day about female narcissists with the insidious behavior. I love that. I love that usage right there. So Levi, shout out to you. anyways, y'all, stop trying to change them. They're not going to change. Like, even me, I know people, like, you probably question this video, like, but haven't you changed, Lee? Therapy helped you. Yes, therapy helped me become a better narcissist. I tell people that all the time. I'm like, look, I'm just a better narcissist. I'm not a normal human being by any stretch of the imagination. I've altered my behaviors enough to live a somewhat normal existence. But I'm still 100% a narcissist. I tell people that all the time. I'm still a narcissist. And people are like, you've changed. Why do you still call yourself a narcissist? Because I'm still a narcissist. I can't separate myself from that. I know sometimes I'll get away from it. You know, I use the terms we and they interchangeably. But I'll talk about some really insidious behavior. I'll say they. I don't want to associate myself with insidious behaviors. But if I say some good stuff, I'll say we. But yeah. Thank y'all for tuning in. Like I said, if this is your first time tuning in, like, I'm starting a new segment called Ask a Narcissist. It is 5 questions a day, answered in a little bit more detail than I do on TikTok. I'm not trying to make a 20-minute segment. I'm just answering really, really quick. Anyway, y'all, thank y'all so much for this, the love and support. We just hit 15,000 on YouTube. What the world? I remember doing YouTube videos like 2 years ago and getting 3 views. I used to film an hour-long episode and get 3 views. You know how frustrating it is for a narcissist? I literally used to film an hour-long episode under the name Mental Wealth and get 3 views. And 2 of them was for me from my other YouTube account. But anyway, y'all, thank y'all so much for the love, support. It really means a lot to me. I'm really, truly appreciative of all of y'all. Thank y'all so much. Until tomorrow, peace.